Sitting to order, Ms. Coronado, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Eugene Connors?
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hansen?
Here.
Councilmember Shirley Dowdy?
Present.
Mayor Ronald Ertley?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Anna Klein?
Here.
Councilmember Douglas Dunn?
Here.
Councilmember Serena Sullivan?
Here.
City staff, Justin Johnson, city manager, Ashley Coronado, city clerk, Albert E. Chavez, police chief, Mark Berlinet, fire chief, Britt Hansen, city attorney.
Thank you very much for the invocation. Let us turn our thoughts to the displaced people around the planet, especially in North Africa and the Middle East, who are leaving everything they own to save themselves, their children, and their families from the war zones, where already 250,000 people have been killed in Syria, and many of these refugees have perished in the Mediterranean Sea, including very young children. And so for these afflicted people, let us have a moment of silence. Thank you. Let us stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We had some service awards to pass out tonight, three of them, as a matter of fact, but for some strange reason, they're not here. Maybe we didn't get a hold of them in time or whatever happened, I don't know. But we will deliver those and present those at the next council session. One other announcement. As per the city manager, items number 7 and 8 have been pulled from the agenda. Next, we will go to call to the public. I believe we have a few people signed up. Let's start off with, how about Richard Green?
Hi, my name is Richard Green. I live at 603 Tombstone. I'm going to present a petition that I started a couple months ago, and it reads, petition, divest our money from Wall Street, invest our money in Main Street. We, the undersigned residing in Bisbee, urge the city government to, number one, create a fund that invests in socially responsible projects that are environmentally sustainable, like renewable energy, organic farming, mass public transit, and lending to small businesses, etc. Number two, start to divest its holdings from large Wall Street banks, dangerous fossil fuel development, and weapons for war. Number three, allow citizens to invest in and donate to this fund to get initiated. Divestment is defined as not supporting something that you don't like. It's kind of the opposite of investment. And right now, the city of Bisbee has close to half a million dollars in the local government investment pool ran by the state treasurer's office. And most of that goes to Citigroup and Wells Fargo. According to Huffington Post, Wells Fargo agreed to pay $8.69 million in settlement with Freddie Mac. And last year, Citigroup agreed to pay $7 billion to the government for misleading investors about risky mortgage-backed securities in the run-up to the 08 stock market crash, according to Politico. These settlements are criminal and fraud, where no CEOs have been charged. So the city of Bisbee is indirectly supporting this, and this petition would address that. The other cities that are in the divestment are, for example, Eugene, Oregon; Richmond, California; Berkeley; San Francisco; Seattle; Madison; Ithaca. Faith-based groups, foundations, pension funds, government organizations, colleges and universities, schools, NGOs, and corporations. And they're mostly in the divestment movement for fossil fuels because they're worried about climate change. Some say that this is going to be hard to do, but these cities are doing it. So I think Bisbee could do it. There are green stock exchanges, green exchange traded funds, green mutual funds, and now green bonds that are AAA rated. So all is required is to get a hold of these mortgage funds and call them up and just send a check. So I gave everybody a little packet. And according to fossilfree.org, there is currently $3.4 trillion in value of institutions divested so far in this country, and over 504 institutions and cities, and they're listed in here, and I'll leave that with the petition. Any questions? And I'd like to say we would have more signatures. We have over 150 signatures now, but the food co-op, I guess, misplaced one of the petitions, or it walked away. So I don't know. Maybe I'll check back with them and get back to you. Try to get the rest of the signatures. Sorry for that. Thank you.
Mr. Richard Green, thank you. Next, we will go to Luci Giacomino.
Speak tonight on the Youth Fund, the Youth Council Fund. On June 28, 2005, City Hall, there was a work session done, and there was a tentative budget for 05 and 06. The minutes of the meeting discussed the budget and how things were going in the different departments. I spoke at this meeting. I was on council at that time, and I did request that an ordinance be made when they sold the old fire department, number one, and the police department up on Main Street in Old Bisbee. They sold it for $103,000. And I requested that money, the first one they sold, they were going to build the kids. They sold the recreation center. They were going to build the kids another one. That recreation center I went to, my kids went to, and then they sold it. Well, they spent the money, and they never built the kids a recreation center. So when they sold the fire and police station in Old Bisbee, I had that money secured. There is an ordinance in your packet there, ordinance number 00504. And it secures the youth program fund. It was not less than $103,000 that was secured. Within this ordinance, the kids can spend only the interest gained on it. It has to remain at that balance of $103,000 so that kids in future years will have a youth fund. I was council liaison when I was on council to this youth council, and they built the wall at the skate park. They bought the slide, if that's what you call it, that thing that comes at the swimming pool. They have bought toys, went with and delivered toys to kids that didn't have anything. They have done some wonderful things. They did some work programs. They went and cleaned cemeteries. They did everything just to do something. They were very, very careful with their money. They took the minutes of the meetings, and then they brought it to council. Council had to approve what they were going to spend, which the council never turned them down. They did an excellent job, these kids did. Now, in this packet for the fiscal year of 2015-16 are the budget highlights. And funds are budgeted for potential operating expenditures, capital expenditures, and fundraising activities pertinent to the youth and youth activities. Major repairs are needed to the pool for ADA compliance, which must be addressed this budget year prior to reopening the pool next year. That in itself is a city problem, not the youth council problem. They have taken, right at this point in time, the kids have $124,897.66 in there, but they can only spend down to $103,000. On the next to last page, they have a transfer to capital improvement fund of $55,000 out of the youth council money, which the total revenue on the interest on the, this kids fund is $99.01. They've taken out, it's for the budget approval on this up and coming budget, to take out $55,000 of the kids' money, which I think is inappropriate. I think it's illegal. There is a, that leaves a balance of $54,909.99. And the ordinance plainly states it's to remain at 103. And I would appreciate it if when you take that, it's in the tentative budget, that you would squash that, because we do need the money for the kids down the line. And the council is going to be revived, the youth council. And they will do great things for this, this town. There are a bunch of good kids that get into that, and they want things for the kids coming down the road. And I would appreciate it if you would think hard at it when you go in on the budget hearings and squash this. Thank you.
Just a quick point of order, Ms. Giacomino. I appreciate you bringing this to the attention of the council, but the ordinance would forbid that from happening. And so I'm sure the council is aware of that. I hope so anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we will go to Mr. David Smith.
Evening, Mr. Mayor, Council. My name is David Smith, 301 Cole, here in Warren. I just wanted to get up and inform people, for those that didn't know, that this afternoon the governor did sign the PSPRS reform bill. And that is about a 32-page bill that has an incredible amount of provisions. It doesn't stop Bisbee's bleeding at this point, but it does, in fact, provide a light at the end of the tunnel for future hires and for down the road. There will be an April 17th election, special election, which will be very important because that is a provision that does, in fact, help Bisbee somewhat, or potentially help Bisbee somewhat, in that it changes the amount of COLA, the cost of living allowance. Which is presently, years ago, the legislature somehow put a 4% COLA in place so that every year a retiree receives 4% raise, even if the actual cost of living would be 0.5%, which it has been for a number of years. And so you could see that in a 10-year period, there would be a substantial raise involved, of which the city, of course, would absorb. And so what the new provision is that it limits it to the actual cost of living or a cap of 2%. And because that is a constitutional change, that's why it'll be voted on in April. So I just wanted to bring to, and by the way, it passed the Senate unanimously. And there were only 10 House members that voted against it. So it was a very popular bill. And as I indicated, it went through, I think, last Thursday, and the governor signed it this afternoon. So for those that wanted to know, I'm certainly one of them, and I know our people in the back row are certainly more of them, that there will be major changes coming up, which, of course, will not affect our people at this point, but will affect our city and will affect our new hires. Thank you very much.
David? Let me just, point of order, let me just ask a couple quick questions. Was that SB 1428 from Senator Lesko?
Mm-hmm.
Was it, okay. I reviewed that the other morning, and you're accurate in what you're saying. It's more of a future type of a thing, this particular bill is. I was somewhat disappointed with it myself, but anyway, that's beside the point.
Well, you know, there was actually a combination of three bills that went through, but 14 Lesko's bill, who represents Prescott, who was providing a 60% kick in as opposed to our 94. She thought that was a drastic amount, and that's why she proposed it. So for whatever reason, I think in the future it will be of assistance.
Thank you. Next we have Susan Blackford.
Good evening, Susan Blackford, Warren, concerned citizens of Bisbee. It seems tonight is our night of handouts. I'm going to bring up three separate items tonight that I would like to do in the call of the public. I would like to start with how thoughtful of Dave Smith, who is running for mayor, to volunteer to train our fire department as well as other city fire departments on how fire investigations look at arson and fire. As stated in the paper, it was a very worthwhile class. But I'd like you all to remember one other fact. When Jay Race caused the terrible Moon Canyon fire that we all remember very well, You need to remember also that Dave Smith was a fire investigator who testified on the side of Jay Race, who started the Moon Canyon fire, and against their own fire department and city. By the way, the truth won. Yes, our fire department and the city did win. We understand that the city manager can make this decision, and no problem. But a lot of this are wondering why you would hire someone that did this to this town. Second, since we are going into political season, I would like to make this statement. I will not tolerate any more personal outbursts from Gene Connors from his seat on the council during a council session. Remember, Gene, how you yelled at Al Hopper, who was just stating his budget concerns last summer? No more attacks, Gene. None of us will stand for it anymore, period. I also will not tolerate any more threatening remarks made to me, like in January after a council session by Doug Dunn. We have a right to say what we are concerned about in this town. You are all, including the city manager, work for us that live and vote in this city. And you need to remember that when you vote on issues. When I make statements, I represent at least one-third, maybe half of this town voters, and my remarks are based on facts. When I do make mistakes, I come right back to apologize to the council and set the record straight, more than any one of you do. I would be glad to meet any one of you after a council session to discuss any issue politely. Number three, concerning the handout. One more statement that I think you should know about is the leadership program of 2013 and 14. My following remarks are not blaming the mayor or this council on letting this program drop. You will see in the documentation, please look at it as I review the documents I have given you. You can also call Deborah Patton for yourself. Her phone number is on the cover of the documentation, and talk to her for verification of anything that I'm saying and any of the documentations. She would be very glad to talk to all of you. On March 27, 2013, you will see that Mayor Vidal, with the approval of City Council, signed up for the RC, AC Leadership Program. You have the information on what it is all about in your packet. This program has a value of $60,000 to $70,000 in value of service, and we were chosen with one other city in 2013-14 to be eligible for this program at no cost to us. Even though they do charge, it was free. We were chosen. It is a 13-state program. Mayor Bedall and that council and some of you who are still here felt that it was a value service for this town, and I commend you on that. This town was notified in 2014 that it received this, well, I'll call it a grant or value of service. Once chosen, Deborah told me, it takes about a year to get the internal program up and running for this town. The RCAC Leadership Program is a nonprofit organization that provides technical assistance, training, and financing so rural communities achieve their goals and visions. We got the grant. It was free. Remember, free. You can see twice by what Deborah sent me today. In May of 2015, she sent emails to our city manager to get this program started. He never responds. Yes, I said he never responds. He never contacted her or any one of you on what this program was, and if he did not know how to do it, he never asked anybody. Therefore, they dropped us from this free program, not hearing from the city. And like I said, you all can call her and talk to her, and I encourage you to do that. This program would have included the chamber, the iBisbee committee, the city council, the high school, the hospital, and leaders in this community and other groups. All it required is our time on a few weekends. Why did you do that, city manager? Why did you not contact this mayor and council on this program that you were contacted? And it looks like you just decided to cancel a major and a mayor and council approved program. Again, why? To me, this is total neglect and a violation of your job. If you had done this, what else have you not let this mayor, council, and town know about? You work for all of us. We're wondering what else you've let fall by the wayside. Can you not do your job? Did your inexperience as a city manager cause this to be a problem or fall into play? I think the council should investigate this and any matter or decision that you have made by not contacting them. Thank you.
Ms. Susan Blackford, thank you. We will now go to item number one, accounts payable. Do we have a motion?
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $208,184.53.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve accounts payable in the amount of $208,184.53. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Item number two, accounts payable. Excuse me. Item number two, approval of the consent agenda. Items A through F. I will read those. A, approval of the minutes of the work session of Mayor and Council held on December the 8th, 2015 at 5:30 p.m. B, approval of the minutes of the regular session of Mayor and Council held on January the 19th, 2016 at 7 p.m. C, approval of the appointment of Audrey Giacomino to the Youth Council as the adult advisor with a waiver of number of commissions served. D, approval of the appointment of Susan Matthews to the Library Advisory Board. E, approval of the appointment of Eric Farner to the Airport Advisory Committee. And F, approval of the special event liquor license application submitted by Friends of the Warren Ballpark for an event to be held at Warren Ballpark located at 300 Rupee Avenue, Bisbee, Arizona, on Saturday, April the 16th, 2016, and Sunday, April the 17th, 2016, from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. each day. Judith Lee Anderson, applicant. Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve the consent agenda, items A through F.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda, items A through F. Ms. Coronado, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Bedall? Councilmember Connors?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanson?
Aye.
Councilmember Doughty?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Sullivan?
Aye.
Mayor Early?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Item number three, presentation on proposed gateway signs that were designed by Maud Viola and presented to the City of Bisbee by Freeport Mac Moran. Mr. Justin Johnson, City Manager.
Thank you, members of the Council. What you have before you and on the screen behind me, Councilwoman Doughty, she's worked very diligently and hard for the last, I'd say, year or so on the proposed gateway sign that you have in front of you. Maud Viola is a company owned by our own Jennifer Luria. She was engaged to work on this project before her coming on board by Freeport Mac Moran. The gateway sign that's proposed, and I certainly won't take anything away from Ms. Doughty, so I'll give her an opportunity to kind of speak on it at length. The gateway sign that you see in front of you, and it's pretty much a derivative of what I'd given you all a couple of months ago, just kind of ideas, and so, but she really picked up the ball and took it and ran with it, so I'll give her an opportunity to kind of speak on this particular item.
Councilmember Doughty.
More than a couple of months. I don't know how many ideas that we went through. We kept Jen busy redoing these. It was a pleasure working with Jen. But what you see is a beautiful, beautiful sign, I think. The actual Welcome to Bisbee sign, the background will be copper, and it will have a real specimen up. I don't know whether you can see it or not, mm-hmm. at the top, and a real ore car below it. These signs will be made in-house at Freeport. The signs came about. I work at the museum on Friday afternoons, and people would come in and ask about the mining, and I would always send them over to the Queen Mine Tour, and I went over, Robert and I had been to several meetings that he was at, and we had talked, and so I went over, and we were talking about, there isn't anything on the gateway signs now that says anything about mining. So we kind of put our heads together, and he sent ideas up to Jen, and Jen put her head with ours, and she made drafts, and we would pencil out different things on the drafts and send them back to her, and she would send them back to us, and we'd send them back to her. And Jen, do you want to talk about your designs?
I guess I'll just say just a couple words. We started this project before we redid the city rebranding for the tourism. And so we ended up recently blending the two together to kind of give a modern look but meets the historic mining history here. So that's what you see in front of you.
We don't know exactly how the... I have to come up here on the phone. We don't know exactly how this is going to be. This is what we designed and thought that it would look nice, but when Freeport guys are doing their bid, we don't know exactly how it's going to come about. But this part of it is from the
branding, right?
Yep.
And it's got the little flecks and the and the lettering.
Yeah, the font has a little distressed look to it.
Anyhow, this is what we came up with, and we're really pleased with it. We think it's beautiful. I don't know whether other people say, but we think it's beautiful. So that's all. And it's all going to be done by Freeport. And in a week or two, Robert couldn't be here tonight because he had a meeting with him. But in a week or two, Freeport workers and Jen and I and perhaps Justin are going to go out and figure out where to put these signs. There will be one coming in from Douglas, one coming in from Tombstone, and one coming in from Sierra Vista. And it's going to be beautiful. And that's all I have to say. It's a donation by Freeport. We worked hard on that.
That's a job well done. Any other comments or from the council?
I just want to say that I think that it's a really nice design. I like how you've incorporated the copper background and the mineral specimen there, and then the the little ore cart. I think it's really cute, and I think it's really awesome that Freeport's willing to donate this. I'm super grateful, and it'll be a wonderful addition to our town, and how nice that we get one at every entrance. So it's really cool. Thank you, Freeport.
Any other comments from the council? Thank you, Shirley.
Item number four, discussion of possible approval to enter into a contract with Huber Technology Wastewater Solutions for the maintenance of the Huber at the San Jose Wastewater Treatment Plant for a period of 3 years. Total cost of contract is $5,100. It says Andy Heratic here, but I don't see him here. I'll refer over to Mr. Justin Johnson, City Manager.
Certainly. Thank you, Mayor. What you have before you is a contract that's been approved by the city attorney. That will allow the city to engage Huber International for essentially preventative maintenance at the wastewater treatment facility. The Huber is a very large piece of equipment at the head of the wastewater treatment facility, so as wastewater and whatever material comes down the line, it separates all that material. One of the issues that we've had, Andy, he's been in place for, I guess, about 5.5, 6 months now, overseeing the wastewater plant, and with, you know, the relationship that he's developing with the staff, they've identified the fact the Huber just has not been working properly for a number of years. And so one of the things that we're looking to avoid is the lack of preventative maintenance that we've been lacking at the wastewater treatment facility. And so we wanted to really just get a jump start and have the actual experts associated with this piece of equipment be on retainer, for lack of a better term, to come in and to perform whatever preventative maintenance or repairs directly related to our piece of equipment. So, and that's what you have before you.
Any questions or comments from the council? Let me just ask one. So this situation is where the workers are having to kind of expose themselves somewhat? I'm not real familiar with this thing.
It does. So if you all recall, when Councilmember Von Gulak, he brought up a number of safety issues associated with the plan. So we were able to move forward with those safeties improvement, as I mentioned, some time ago. But on top of the Huber, the employees have to kind of dig down and kind of manipulate and maneuver to try to get whatever is clogging up the Huber out. And if it makes it through the Huber, it gets into the surge basins, and they're skimming it out with pool skimmers, things of that nature. So one of the things that you have outlined in our packet is the wrong panel was actually on that device and had been for a very long time. And whenever a technician would come out, the response is, well, you got to call Huber because we can't. It was the wrong panel that was actually on the actual device, which will allow for automatic shut-on, shut-off, regulation, things of that nature.
Thank you. Good description. I appreciate that. Any other comments or questions from the council? Council Member Klein.
Why was the wrong panel, how did that get past all of us?
I don't know. That was years and years ago. So I honestly, I don't have an answer for you. I don't know. So it's been in place for years, long before probably it would exceed 5-6 years ago. So I don't know. I don't know if it was just an oversight. I don't know. But the new panel was replaced, and we got it plugged in, and it's operating very well right now. And so what you also see is the staff becoming more engaged in understanding how the system actually worked, because no one knew how the system really, really worked. And so having that expert come in to not just do preventive maintenance, but one thing I didn't mention is also the training associated directly from Huber to help, hey, look, when this happens, you need to do this. And so that from a succession planning standpoint, getting the staff up to speed, so appropriate training on pieces of equipment, that's what's happening with this contract.
Okay, that was going to be my next question, so thank you.
Councilmember Hansen?
And apparently they ran short of money and they put in a different panel, and nobody had been trained on either one of them.
Any other questions or comments? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the contract with Huber Technology Wastewater Solutions for the maintenance and of the Huber at San Jose Wastewater Treatment Plant for a period of 3 years, costing a total of $5,100.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other comments? No other comments. All those in favor indicate by saying aye. Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously.
Item number 5, discussion and possible approval to enter into an agreement with Water Infrastructure Finance Authority of Arizona, WIFA, to accept funding for the planning and design of the Tin Town Drainage Project in the amount of $31,960. And since Mr. Hradick is not here, City Manager Mr. Justin Johnson.
Thank you, Mayor. So what you have before you, this grant originated through a company called Engineering and Environmental Consultants. They requested to prepare a grant application on behalf of the City of Bisbee for purposes of going after funding through WIFA, grant funding through WIFA, to improve the drainage associated with the Tin Town project. And so as many of you know, there's pretty significant flooding that happens over in Tin Town. And part of mitigating that is through the Community Development Block Grant. But in order to kind of preserve some of the block grant funds that are coming our way, we were able to get access by way of the grant application prepared by Engineering and Environmental Consultants out of Tucson. This grant application will allow for the engineering portion of the associated project. And so that's one of the key things, and WaterWise has been very instrumental in helping move this project along and did put together a letter of support that you have in your packet. And again, this is quite frankly a great project associated with improving the conditions out at Tin Town. Not saying it's a wholesale fix, but it'll make a pretty significant dent in what it is that we're trying to do as it relates to the community development block grant, as well as the engineering portion of that particular project. Now, one of the initiatives it's part of a green grant through WIFA. One of the initiatives that's been talked about is the usage of stormwater and how can we use it and retain it on site. And so there was I had a conversation with Mr. Hradick today where he talked about one of the ideas of putting a community garden over in Tin Town, and how do we capture that stormwater and reuse it on site for purposes of, you know, such as gardening or whatever the case may be, whatever the use is. So it's I think it's a really exciting project as we really start to think about sustainability efforts in the city.
The Tin Town various projects that Mr. Climac kind of engineered through a lot of those, this will culminate with this solving the flooding problem out there, I hope so, and also to perhaps use the water for gardens or whatever might be needed. One quick question, I'm not really sure. Do you think the CDBG grant will cover the various projects? I know that we're in participation with CIGO with that.
Yeah, we do anticipate, especially with having this fund, this funding source available, certainly would have enough money to cover the entire cost of that particular project, which we're all obviously really, really excited about.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from Councilmember Hansen?
I just have one comment. Under 3.3, points of contact, it still has Tom's name. Is that going to be changed, or is
yes,
that
ma'am.
Not a...
Yeah, this has kind of been sitting for a little while, and Andy got this, and said, hey, look, let's go ahead and move forward with this bad boy. So, okay.
Yeah. Any other comments, questions? Do we have a motion?
I recommend we approve, enter into an agreement with Water Infrastructure Finance Authority of Arizona, WIFA, to accept funding for the planning and design of the Tintown Drainage Project in the amount of $31,960.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other comments? We have a motion and a second. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously.
Item number six, discussion and possible approval of an intergovernmental agreement between the City of Bisbee and the Arizona State Forestry Division. Mr. Mark Bornelite, City of Bisbee Fire Chief.
Good evening, Council Mayor. Asking for your permission to approve the IGA between the State Forestry Service and the City of Bisbee. This is a contract that will greatly help us more than what we'll do for the state as far as resources go. Firefighting in Bisbee is very unique and different, and we all wear different hats when we firefight. And this is mainly covering wildland firefighting. So we'll probably all remember the Moo Canyon and the Mule Pass fire, and that's what allowed us to have quick access to the fire and the resources that came in, especially on Mule Pass. We called in air support, and we had hand crews here from the different areas, and it would just benefit us all. It also helps our ISO rating and our protection that we have the benefit. What we would do for the state is it would actually be a possible revenue source for the city, in that our brush trucks and firefighters could be contracted by the state to fight fires locally and within the state, as well as get contracts to go out of state on big fires if needed. Part of the IGA we have with Palominas allows us more access to firefighters, and also the Forestry Service, the state people come up with training modules, and our department is currently going through Wildland Refresher. We've had two full shifts go through the refresher this month. We have one scheduled to go through on the 27th. And some of the things that we do is we review fatal fires that have happened throughout the country so that we learn from mistakes. We practice getting into the protective fire shelters in case anybody is caught in a bad environment. We practice communications and safety routes. So, again, it's a contract that we hope you would be willing to approve, and again, it will be a big benefit to our area, as well as we would be then helping the rest of the state if needed.
Any questions or comments from the council? Councilmember Hansen.
I just want to thank you for doing this. So when Councilmember Dunn and I sat down and talked to you, you were already looking at this and was really, you were very excited about it, and I really appreciate all the new ideas that you're bringing forth.
Well, thank you very much.
Any other comments or questions? Do we have a motion?
I move that we activate our state contract for wildland vehicles to be used on assignment inside and outside of our jurisdiction. And there's no cost to the city for this agreement. Overtime and manpower is paid for by the federal government.
I second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other comments? We have a motion and a second. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief Bernalite, very much.
Thank you, Mayor Council.
Items number 7 and 8 have been pulled from the agenda. We will now go to item number 9. That is the city manager's report.
Thank you, Mayor. As was already stated, I was going to brief you all on the state legislative changes, and former council member already spoke on that particular item. But just as a point of clarity, so you know, the actual bill is a Senate Bill 1428, Senate Bill 1429, and Senate Concurrent Resolution 1019 is the actual resolution that will place the constitutional amendment on the ballot coming up here this summer. So I just wanted to clarify that. Your monthly financials have gone out. You should have received them earlier today if you had a chance to check your email. With 59% of the fiscal year that's elapsed, on the revenue side, we're right at 55.2% as we'd actually projected. But one of the things I wanted to point out that we're doing very, very well on, we're up about 13.9% in licenses and permits at a total of $69,648.52. And also in charges for services, as we know, a good bit of that line item comes from our interfacility transfers through the fire department, and that number we're up 29.3% at a total of $889,472. And just as a point of reference, last year we were at $589,988.50. So very excited to see some movement happening on that side. On the expenditure side, we are still slightly under. At 59% of the year elapsed, we're at 57%. Just some areas that we do see some spikes, specifically in IT. We've been moving forward with making significant improvements in our IT infrastructure, and our city clerk has really been pushing and pushing to make sure we get those improvements happening and they're done. And so I have to commend her for the work that she's doing and making sure our IT infrastructure is something that, quite frankly, hasn't been, we hadn't moved the needle quite a bit. And since I got here from day one, Ashley has really been adamant about moving IT infrastructure forward. And as you all know, she is our de facto IT director. Mm-hmm. We have a consultant, but she's our go-to person in-house, and I really do appreciate the work that she's doing in that particular area. On the fire side, our expenditures are up slightly, 2.9%, at a tune of $1,316,000. However, we've had a significant number of interfacility transfers with the hospital in Douglas closing. But nonetheless, the guys are doing a heck of a job with what they're doing. They're answering the call. So I really just wanted to just point those items out to you all. I'm very proud of the staff in keeping their expenditures below what's been projected. Obviously, the furlough days have helped significantly, and some of the changes that we've made, hopefully that we've been proactive enough in helping you all get through and prepare for the upcoming budget here in a couple of months. Staff is working on their budget worksheets, and so we'll start to see some movement with our budget process here pretty soon. I also want to update you all. Joe Ward, our building official, he hit his 2-year mark last week, so we're very excited and happy to point that out. He brought in pizzas last week to celebrate his 2-year anniversary, so we're very, very happy to have him on our team. And one of the things that pointed out is that the fact that we don't do a very good job in recognizing milestones with our employees, and we don't do a good job in saying thank you to our employees internally. The community does an excellent job with thanking our employees, but we as an organization, I think it really pointed out the fact that we can do a lot better in that particular area. I sent out an email on last week about a proposed work session for next week. If you all can attend, that will be excited. So we're going to invite the staff at the county as it relates to our treated effluent proposed project that County Supervisor Call that he spoke about a couple of meetings ago. And so hopefully we can have everyone here attend, and we can give the county a thumbs up, thumbs down, or make a modified get some type of modified agreement in place that perhaps is palatable. A couple of things that were mentioned tonight I just wanted to clarify. I know the representative from Concerned Citizens of Bisbee, I believe, stated that we engaged Mr. Smith for services. You'll see nowhere in the budget where we hired. He approached me, the city manager, and also approached our fire chief to propose training opportunities for our firefighters, and that was taken up. So I just wanted to point out that we hadn't engaged anybody. That was something that was volunteered. And also I wanted to also comment on the grant opportunity, training opportunity that was mentioned as well. A team of 4 individuals, including myself, talked about the possibility of moving forward with that grant program while then Mayor Badal was here. And we all agree, because it was an election year coming up, and the level of effort associated with participating in that program and all the various entities involved was quite a level of effort as it relates to the amount of staff time associated to pull that program together. So I wanted to point that out to you all, and I didn't want to end the day on a note without you all having a bit more information. So with that said, that's all I have.
Thank you, sir. Next, we'll go to council comments. Council Member Dowdy.
As most of you know, I have been or was out for a while. I didn't realize how close I was out. I had fallen, hit my head. I was really out for a while, for about 3.5 weeks. When I came out of the coma or whatever it was that I was in, and didn't know anything, but when I came out of it and the nurse was standing in my room looking out the window, and she said, "Here comes the helicopter that brought you here. Do you remember that?" And I said, "No, not at all." She says, "I don't wonder. You had one heck of a response team." I said, "Yes, I know. I had the City of Bisbee Fire and Rescue." And she says, "And it's a good thing you did." 3 seconds later, you wouldn't be here. She said, "They knew what they were doing. They got to you in time, and their knowledge of what to do when they got to you saved your life. 3 seconds later, you would not be here. I owe my life to you guys, Chief. I love you all. I can't say enough about you. I'm here. I was in the hospital for a long time, but God bless you."
Councilmember Dowdy, thank you very much for your very eloquent remarks. Do we have a motion?
I move that we dismiss.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. This meeting is adjourned.
Longer hours.